Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Amin Alhassan going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Stephen A. Smith will host a First Take, Your Take Town Hall Radio special from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. Here's your SportsCenter update. EA Sports is postponing a first look at Madden NFL 2021 planned for Monday in light of the protest in Minneapolis and around the country over the death of George Floyd. Brad Keselowski, I mean, I got no shot there, won at the NASCAR Cup Series at Bristol in his second victory within a week. And finally, in Finland, the cost of a speeding ticket is determined by your income. In 2002, a Nokia executive got a ticket for $103,000 for going 45 in a 30 zone. That's absurd, man. Ridiculous. Yes, I mean, $103,000 for going 15 miles per hour over the speed limit?
Jeez. That's correct. That seems extreme. It's probably why they gave it to you to read.
For all the latest headlines and information, tune in the Sports Center on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome, Stugatz. Amin Alhassan here. What are your objections? Just frame the issue because I'm just tired of you peppering us during the breaks with questions while we're trying to do our show, asking me about Udonis Haslam. Like, so just tell the people whatever the hell you were peppering us with.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just want to say I know I'm always here for comedic relief, so forgive me if I don't deliver on the regular laughs and yuck-yucks that you guys usually get from me. My thing was, when I texted you originally, was that the Miami Heat, as of Monday morning, still hadn't made any statement after this long weekend of unrest and everything happening, not only all over the country, but specifically in Miami. Cars burning, people to the streets, police taking action that seems above and beyond what would be necessary. And the Miami Heat, which is a pillar of the South Florida community, doesn't say anything, even though Udonis Haslam this weekend went out and spoke and spoke very eloquently and passionately. And my thing isn't that Udonis Haslam shouldn't speak. Obviously, he's a man of power and influence there, and using his voice is tremendous. My thing is, how do you throw him out there as a meat shield and not have any comment of your own, official or otherwise, let alone, if you ask me, Mickey or someone should have been there with Udonis? Because at the end of the day, Dan, leadership isn't about, hey, I'm the first one to get the trophy when the commissioner hands it over. Leadership is also about when things are hitting the fan, I've got to be the meat shield. I've got to be the one that steps up and says, hey, that's not cool. I'm with this. And I know what you all are thinking. I mean, what do these milquetoast statements really do or mean? They don't mean much. That's true. But they mean a whole lot more than not saying a thing.
Well, when did the Miami Heat send out a statement today? Did it come right after Udonis Haslam did what he did this weekend?
Yeah. It came out at 10:45 a.m. Their statement is actually being applauded by most right now. But, yeah, just for the – in fairness, they did release a statement.
Does it have the word police in it?
It does not appear to have the word police in it, unlike the people are holding up their statement as opposed to the New York Islanders, which – the New York Islanders PR department is hearing it pretty good right now.
So, I mean, okay, help us explain then what the dilemma becomes.
I mean, the dilemma, first of all, the text that I was sending you happened before. They dropped at 10:45. I believe I was texting you like 10:15 on this stuff. So, and that to me is, what is there to drag your feet about? Especially, again, when it's happening in your city. At that point, and again, I don't say this from a point of antagonism. I know Tim Donovan. I love Tim Donovan. That's your job, bro. That's when you're like, hey, Mickey, we got to get on the phone right now and come up with something right now to say something. Something. No matter how milquetoast it is, you got to say something. You can't just sit back and say, let's see how this plays out. When you've got your own players going out there and speaking, you have to have something. And so my ire is in that, why did it take so long? Why did it take so long to come up with that? And the other thing I would say, Dan, is yesterday, the SportsCenter account tweeted, as everything going on, tweeted some video of some young lady with a terrible golf swing. And I quote tweeted, and I'm not trying to do ESPN on ESPN Club. I quote tweeted, I said, guys, you can't do this right now. Like, there's enough. You're the SportsCenter Twitter account. There's enough things connected to what's happening in this country that is sports related that you can tweet about. There are things that are not connected to what's happening in this country. There's stuff that's like the NBA starting back up, or, you know, transactions or whatever. You can tweet about that stuff. Having a young lady, a young white lady, I might add, terrible golf swing, is just the worst thing to have at that time. So I quoted it. I said, guys, you got to have a better feel for it. And a lot of people are saying ESPN doesn't give a F, or, you know, Disney doesn't give a F. And I said, that's not true. That is not true, because I work here and I know I care. And I work with people and I know they care. And ultimately, a company is made up of the people who work here, right? So we have a responsibility to represent ourselves in the way we do. But at the end of the day, my voice and the voice of my coworkers is not as strong as the leadership. And we have leadership, thankfully, at the top of Disney, who did come out and did make a statement over the weekend. And that's my whole question. It's like, what does it take? What was the thing that made the Miami Heat say, oh, not yet, let's see where this goes, before they say, okay, 10:45, all right, let's drop this?
All right, I mean, but perhaps we should have those answers. Like, maybe that's the way Udonis Haslam wanted it to be. Perhaps Haslam wanted to go out there. Perhaps Haslam is their statement. Perhaps Haslam requested, perhaps he requested he say something before they say something. You don't know that.
I'm not saying that Haslam should not be out there. Again, he is a man of power and influence in South Florida. He absolutely has every right to go out there and represent and speak. I'm asking why it takes so long after Haslam goes out there for the Miami Heat to even say something.
That part's fair. That part's fair, right? Because this is the thing that makes some of these conversations crazy today, as everyone tries to talk around the politics and keep it to sports. Like, what he's asking is a fair question. The NFL chose its public relations response the way they chose to do it. In the weekend, they released a statement. It was just, and what Bomani says is true. Where are the words police in these statements? Like, right. It seems like all of the white people at the top have decided on what the wording is that makes us on this side, but not on the side when I have to mention that it's also the police. So the questions that Amin is asking are totally fair, because I'd love to know what the public relations was behind what the question was for Udonis Haslam and how he reacted to that. I'd like to ask some difficult questions about that, because you can't throw Udonis Haslam out there just because he's been on the payroll for 3 years and does your job as owner or president or PR just because he's the Miami guy.
I'm not saying it's not fair. I'm just saying we don't know exactly how UD wanted it done, and I understand what Amin is asking. Why did it take so long after Haslam spoke for the Heat to put something out there? But I'm telling you, we're all going to drive ourselves crazy if we're going to sit around and not focus at the actual issue at hand and focus at how and when everyone is responding and what words they're using to describe the, you know, in their response. I mean, it shouldn't be where the entire focus should be. It's just weird.
Stu. You're absolutely right. That's not where the focus should be. And as I said earlier, these statements overall are very toothless and don't mean much other than to signal I am not with the people who are okay with this. And I say this to bring up, you know, again, I don't want to badger the Miami Heat, because I think overall it's a good organization. But I'll give you another example somewhere else. Over the weekend, there was a woman who is a union lawyer for the LAPD. She was. She's not anymore, but she was. Who tweeted out crazy, wild, inflammatory statements like looters should be shot, or protesters should be shot, and and calling people stand thugs, which is a particular sort of racism right there when you're talking about the neighborhood that she was talking about. And all this wild stuff. She is a USC athletics booster. And all weekend long, I was waiting for USC to say, she's not with us. We're not taking her money. Nothing. And in fact, her profile picture was her with Michael Pittman Jr., who just got drafted. And Michael Pittman tweeted, the woman said, take that picture down of me and you, because I don't want to be affiliated and associated with that. And I think that's what these statements are really for, is to say, to signal to people, we are not affiliated and associated with these elements, right? Now, I'm with you guys. I wish they would say more about, specifically, police brutality. I saw a Slate headline that said, police violence erupts all over the nation, which is a hell of a headline. That's what happened here. We have a nation that is protesting police violence, and police's response is, all right, let's be violent. And that is a real problem. But to me, a big problem beyond the actual violence is what we do in reaction to it. In many ways, the man who murdered George Floyd is abhorrent and drove me nuts. But the thing that I can't shake is the other three guys that just stood there and watched it happen. And that's the metaphor, I think, is that one thing is to say, these are some bad people doing this stuff. It's another thing when it's a, well, what are we, if we're just going to sit around like, well, them be the breaks, right? And that's the part where these statements, as toothless and milquetoast as they are, they stand and say, I'm not that cop who stood there and watched the other dude kill somebody. We all know you're not the cop who killed the guy. But you also have to make sure you're not the person who stood by and watched it happen.
See, I can't object to the yammering there, but I don't know if I want him back for another segment. Can we get some votes here? Because
He brought it there. It was strong, but it was yammering.
Do we ruin what he just did by going to him again?
It was yammering. It was so long, but he made good points. And those are fair questions he's asking.
Will there be a single laugh in the next segment?
Can we use you as the comedy guy here or no? Now we got to be serious about the guy who I don't think you deserve it.
Okay, well, then there's your comedy.
Will you be this good again next segment?
All right. Hold on a second. Okay, we're going to keep him for another segment, and let's see if he brings some comedy. Put some pressure on him, for the love of God. Jeez, that was sandpaper dry. Advance Auto Parts, and you're right about everything. I mean, that's the thing. You're totally right, but you yammered.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
We'll continue with Amin Alhassan in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. A lot of pressure on Amin here. A lot of pressure. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
If you do like that sort of stuff, Le Batard and Friends and podcasts, and you need some content, our friends around here, like Amin Alhassan, who has been a good soldier for us for a long time in terms of playing the Stugatz character and doing American Ninja Warrior and knowing he's going to fail and understanding that him failing is the very funniest thing. So we have, like, this guy was a front office executive. He really knows basketball, okay? When when we were talking about the Levitard and Friends stable, I was saying to you, Stugatz, we don't have an executive in our stable now that Stan Van Gundy's gone. He's going to join us at 12:30, and we were talking about David Sampson, and it hurt Amin's feelings.
Ah, well, it should. I mean, he's okay, 100% right.
But I mean, on this subject, he is an important voice to have. I know you guys want the hijinks, the weekend observations. I'm sorry. I'm legitimately sorry that we're doing serious racial stuff and sports today, but it feels like the country's listening, and it feels like our show is most vital when it tackles these subjects well, and it feels like there is no other sports radio show in America that has this diverse a voice cast. It's the entire thing we are. Chris Cody is the minority around here. His dad is actually the affirmative action hire. His father is he's the only white guy we're dragging around other than Stugatz around here. So when these subjects come up, I want to actually hear what Amin has to say, but we need our funny man. So where's the funny, Amin?
Okay, so I just tweeted this. There's a young black man of South Sudanese origin who was getting harassed and then tried to be arrested by the cops. And the whole time he said, "You guys are really dumb." And he keeps telling them that they're dumb and says, "Don't handcuff me." They handcuff him. He says, "Wait till you see my ID. Pull out the ID." Guess what? He's an FBI agent. And I laughed and I said, that is the Ray Allen three-pointer in the corner of videos from this entire weekend. Because it's like, oh no, this guy's going to get beaten up by the cops and dragged away. And then the cops are like, whoops.
That was pretty good. That's a good one. The black FBI agent. We can't deny that.
These are the rays of sunlight that we have to grasp at, right?
Dan, while you were talking about his bona fides and then dismiss them, it was a weird way. You set him up just to not go down again. Yes. Amin, over the last few weeks, has joined us on the Local Hour, and while you're trying to have a serious discussion, I only see an opportunity to promote. He will be on the Local Hour again for part three of his oral history of his time with the Suns, and we're getting some really cool stories, so make sure to check it out on our show feed, which you can subscribe to now, the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz.
Okay, so yeah. By the way,
I just want to point out real quick, Dan contacted me over the weekend. He was very emotional. It was very touching. I appreciated Dan. And Dan apologized to me for what was happening in the country. And I said, Dan, it's not your fault. Like, you're not the one who needs to apologize. And Dan said, I thought you were a waiter. I said, you know what? I take it back. Maybe you need to apologize a little bit.
I did. When I met him, I did. I'm super woke-a-tard. You know I'm super woke-a-tard. And when I met Amin El-Hassan, who had worked at the network for, I don't know, many, many months at that point, I thought he was a Clevelander waiter. Guilty. The king of woke. Guilty of obvious racism.
It's a little bit of racial profiling in everybody, right?
All right. Did Amin bring the funny enough, or do we need more funny from him? Or do we need a serious point? Do we need a serious societal point that ties it to sport?
I laughed too much that segment.
Yeah, no, I thought he was funny, and I thought the serious part, like, he'll never be that good again. Not just, like, ever on anything. I mean,
this hasn't gone the way that we hoped, but I think it's gone the way that we knew it was going to go.
Okay, another failure for Amin. Thank you for your time, Amin. We'll talk to you soon. Get out of here. I've been vetoed. Stan Van Gundy, the white man, is going to be better than you on this subject in the next segment. Okay? Stan Van Gundy joins us next. Get out of here. Advance Auto Parts, people. They have the accessories.
I think you're doing that thing again.
It's not the Advance Auto Parts. Not. Yeah. Oh, man. We were
There's
going
a time
so good.
Stamp on those.
I got
it's
so true. Excited.
There was also that really weird time where you were resetting Bomani by telling the audience how excited you were to talk about DraftKings in just a couple of minutes. I could tell that you kind of lost your way.
I'm excited to talk about Stan. Yes, thank you, Mike. Thank you for seeing my every vulnerability. Yes,
that
I
was
said,
so weird.
I'm
you
looking forward
too.
To like, I'm looking forward to talking about that, Stugatz, the DraftKings.
we'll get to DraftKings in a second.
Dude, tell me, what was my tell? What gave it? You guys are real sleuths, the two of you, figuring out how did you figure out that I lost my way? How could you possibly? Is it because I said real excited to tell you about DraftKings in 3 minutes? Stan Van Gundy, the white man, next.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Stan Van Gundy going to join us there in just a second. Stephen A. Smith will host a First Take, Your Take Town Hall Radio special from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. Here's your SportsCenter update. EA Sports is postponing a first look at Madden NFL 2021 planned for Monday in light of the protest in Minneapolis and around the country of the death of George Floyd. Brad Keselowski won at the NASCAR Cup Series at Bristol in his second victory within a week. And finally, only half of your friends would actually consider you their friend, according to researchers from MIT. People generally have a poor perception of friendship ties. That number would be a lot higher for me. I feel like everyone's my friend. I mean,
well, you're probably the case study for exactly what this thing is. Like, they could have just thrown you in a lab. Yeah. You're 100% everyone is my friend. And on this show, I think you have three friends, maybe two, perhaps one.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't even think I have
might not have any. I might not have any.
You definitely don't have any. America's number one shaving cream. That's Barbasol shaving cream. Choose Barbasol thick and rich shaving cream. The American original for over 100 years. Close Shave America. Close Shave Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in the Sports Center on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Stan Van Gundy is another person, Stugatz, who has taught me about race, because he's got a knowledge, having worked with these guys in this world and listened to these guys in this world, where I find that Stan on the subject of race is one of the smarter voices that I have met anywhere, not just for a basketball coach. I'm just talking about non-black guy who espouses black guy viewpoints because he spent a lifetime around them and made his earnings off of them. But before I do this, Stan, and I'll get to you in a second, Mike Ryan was correcting me on something Miami Heat related, because I was using a pejorative verb, saying they kept trotting out Udonis Haslem or whatever it is that I said, and that makes it sound like they were doing something that they may not have been doing.
Yeah, you've been speaking so matter-of-factly on it that I had to remind myself, wait, do we know this for sure? Because you're making it sound like the Miami Heat made a conscious decision to have Udonis Haslem go out and represent them publicly. Well, Udonis Haslem, whenever he does speak, he does represent the Miami Heat by connection. You don't know that to be 100% true. Obviously, what we've seen on the television, anyone could feel compelled to use their platform as a celebrity or someone that has influence in this community the way that Udonis Haslem does.
Yeah, I was probably unnecessarily sounding cynical there. Regardless, Stan Van Gundy with us now. And as you've seen these statements, Stan, thank you for making the time for us. As these teams have released all of these statements, I can't even imagine what you thought about the NFLs, but just all of them, your thoughts as a guy who has run a sports organization were what?
Well, I think, look, everyone has a statement, or most people have had a statement, and they're all necessary and they're all good. But I think we're long past the time of statements or starting a conversation. I think the statements are just a starting point. Look, there were statements, conversations, and protests after Michael Brown in Ferguson, after Eric Garner in New York and others, and nothing changed. We need change, and we've needed it for a long time. And I think the Coaches Association and the NBA wants to go beyond the statements that we made one, but we want to go beyond that and take action. And we're looking for ways now to best do that. But look, we need changes in laws and police policies. Like Hillary Clinton in 2016, I heard her speak, and she made a great point. She said it takes generations to change hearts. And so, yeah, we'd like everybody to be less racist. We'd like everyone to have less tendency toward violence and all of that. It takes generations to change hearts. What we can do now or change laws and policies. And we need to do that. We need policies and laws that will not tolerate police brutality and racial injustice, profiling and stereotyping. And we need much more effective ways of holding police accountable for their actions. There are specific ways to do that. There are organizations working toward things like those right now. What we all need to do is get on board, lend our voices, our money, and our action to helping those things take place. Because otherwise, what we're going to do is everyone is outraged, and rightly so, and we're going to talk about these things for the next week or two, and they're going to be gone, just like those other instances are gone. You know, we don't talk about those things, and the laws and policies haven't changed. And that's what needs to happen right now. I hate to think we're just going to have another 2 weeks of talking, because it does nothing.
Okay, Stand but for me.
You were in power. I'm sorry, Stu Gatz, my apology. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. But you were in power right up until an owner. Like, who's this on? Are you, like, how does the NBA need to be a little, even a little more advanced than, you know, beyond the NFL's statement? The NFL put out a statement, Stan. Think about how ridiculous that is. You put out a statement when Colin Kaepernick was telling you 3 years ago, hey, not this anymore. And look what happened. They simply literally blackballed him.
Yeah, there's no question that that happened with the NFL. Look, Steve Kerr on one of our calls the other day, and Steve has been a fantastic voice on a myriad of social justice issues, and he has said that this right now, this is a white people problem, and he's right about that. I mean, you know, it's our racism. It is our police officers and things in general that are causing these problems. But going beyond that, it's really a powerful people's problem. I mean, there are certain people who have the power to make the change. And I think one of the reasons we've seen the protests and the magnitude of the protests we've seen is those people, more than anyone, feel the need for change. They're the people who have been oppressed for generations and they haven't seen change. And they feel powerless. And so all that is left for them is what we've seen in the last few days. When we have people who are powerful and wealthy and can influence our police commissioners, our sheriffs, our mayors, our legislators, you know, our prosecutors, DAs and state's attorneys, and get things done, who have stood by silently and done nothing. And that is my concern. On the ground, there is a great desire for change. But unfortunately, and we have to be realistic, the way this country works is there are certain people with the money and the power to change things. And if they don't get on board, nothing is going to change. And we've seen it from issue to issue, and certainly in this one. And so I think we're trying as a group of coaches to use our platform the best we can, but we want to collaborate with the players and most hopefully with our owners, because they're very powerful people, to affect change. That's something that we'll be working on in the days and weeks to come, because if we don't change these policies and laws, Dan, you know, all this talk goes for naught. I mean, it's great, I think, to know that there's so many people concerned, there's so many people outraged, but that alone, that outrage, that passion, that concern, doesn't guarantee that anything changes.
Stan, can you give specific examples as to what it is you'd like to see? Because I agree with everything you're saying, the statements, their words, just to put words out there, because you feel like you have to say something at this point in time. So specifically, what do you want to see? Do you want to see owners and coaches walking side by side, peaceful protests with the players? What specifically will have the greatest impact?
Well, as a group, we haven't decided that yet, and I don't want to get ahead of the group and say what they're advocating. So now I'm just speaking for myself. But no, what I really want to see is deeper. Look, to me, the best group on this, on these kind of issues with players and things, are the Players Coalition, led by Anquan Boldin and Malcolm Jenkins. And because They know the specifics of what they want to accomplish, and they get on the ground and do the work. And so they want, I'm going to take my lead from them. They want to get out and talk about how union contracts with police unions are negotiated, and mainly to be more transparent in that and to negotiate contracts that give leaders a better chance to regulate the actions of police officers. They want to get rid of the immunity that police departments have to being sued by, say, the family of George Floyd. They want to get civilian oversight of police departments. What we have right now, it's very difficult, right? Prosecutors have to decide whether or not to prosecute officers. And then those same prosecutors need the police to make their cases. That's obviously a setup with a great deal of conflict of interest. So that needs to change. We need to get involved in the races, the campaigns for DAs and state attorneys, people up for election, because those people have a lot of say, not only over police forces and their behavior, but over which cases are prosecuted. There's any number of things that can be...
Hold on just a second, Stan. I'm sorry. I only interrupted you because I thought you were yammering. And it's... I want to hear what your thoughts are on this, but you've been talking for a minute, and I also want to bring you back. But if we can't do funny around you, this isn't going to help. That you're just... Because most people... Most people want to hear your thoughts on this very little at any other time than this. Like, you are a gas bag, and the things that you have said on this subject have been very good for years now, but who wants to hear it from you? So now that it's vital right now, we're just doing a whole lot of talk, and what we have to do is smoke out Ballmer. Let's smoke out Ballmer. You and me as a media member, you a coaches association, TNT broadcaster, Turner Sports basketball analyst, let's smoke out. Who do we need to smoke out?
Well, look, look, those are the people, the owners of our league are very rich people. Money brings power in this country. They have great influence. And I do find it interesting that with all the people speaking out, that the people who can really affect change, our owners, have been notably silent. I mean, we've heard from Mark Cuban. And we heard from Michael Jordan. And other than that, it's been silence. I mean, if these people think about it, if the owners in their cities, I don't care, I'm not singling anybody out, take any owner in any city, went to a mayor or a police chief and said, hey, we need these policies to change. Now, we can either change them with you, or I can put $25 million into the campaign of your opponent, and we'll find somebody to change them. That's influence. Okay.
All right, thank you. But you have to go. Stugatz, I want you to remember the time in Stan Van Gundy's life. He was a politician. He was standing on street corners. What were you running for? What were you running for, Stan? What was that?
I wasn't running for anything. I was trying to get the property tax increase for the schools in Seminole County, Florida, where where I live. And now, Dan, I'm trying to get involved in campaigns around the country to mainly in just contributing, but some in doing more than that to try to change the people we have in power. Look, that's what people have to understand.
Not again.
And I'm sorry.
No, Stan, just go to commercial.
Hold on a second.
Sorry,
I mean, Stan,
funny today. No, I don't,
he starts the segment off by saying that you have taught him so much about race, and then he cuts you off three times when you're talking about race.
I know,
Stan, get out of here.
Funny today.
Go to commercial. Go to.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. Let's take a second here for our friends at Advance Auto Parts. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery change. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
So can you guys help me out? Because you've been calling me the grief eater for my interview style of asking people about their darkest moments. Can I now be the race eater? Because you guys have been making fun of me during the break. Because I've always been considered a race baiter. Because I've been interested in talking about these topics, and now that it's arrived and people are actually listening, oh, look, we can put our best people in front of you, and you can hear how they're smarter than just about anybody else talking about this.
Sugats, I don't know if you've seen some of the most well-known media reporters going out of their way to praise the show and the job that Dan has done today, and buddy, where were you for the last 3 months? I mean, it took the greatest racial injustice of probably our lifetimes for you to get on board and finally motivated to have a good show. But hey, good on you, man. Thanks for showing up.
I'll be back.
Yeah, all right. Dan's here. It took 3 months, but Dan has arrived.
Yes, it didn't take 3 months. It took an international apocalypse, a landing on our doorstep in a way that kept me from sleeping all weekend because of how incredibly cruddy I feel. So the button has been pushed, evidently. I don't know how it happened. It must be pandemic related because we don't have sports to talk about on ESPN. So the button has been pushed, and hey, you're allowed to talk race without it become politics. You're allowed to talk race without a mask becoming about politics. You're allowed to talk race at a time that the country is literally burning, and you've got a situation where the chaos around the White House has the lights going dark, and all of a sudden we're praising the intelligence agencies and the Secret Service that keeps us protected. Like, all of a sudden a button has been pushed, and it resulted, this is the change that needs to result, Stugatz, from the fact that that officer had a knee on someone's neck and killed him, and everyone can see how obvious it is, even the sports network that doesn't have sports and doesn't want us usually talking about this stuff because it's where we get in trouble.
Yep, but you did a great job today. You were engaged. You were fantastic. How dare you say at the very end there were no sports to talk about, and perhaps we'll get to them tomorrow. Deshaun Jackson said he wants NFL players mic'd, and Kyle Van Noy, I think that's his name, he said that the Dolphins, this is not the Patriots. Oh, there is sports to be talked about, Dano.
Yeah. Big stuff.
Huge. Now I actually spit from laughing there, and I think I gave Mike the coronavirus because I've been staying 6 feet away from him. That's why the show has sucked for 3 months, Stugatz, because look at how we're doing it. Poop on the microphone.